Welcome to another episode of Business Minded with me, your host, Angie B. I know it's been a minute, but let me tell you, this episode is going to tell you the things that's been going on. So I'm going to give you an update and we're going to keep it moving. I'm going from serial entrepreneur to solopreneur. Today's episode is about my journey of personal and professional growth. Today, I want to share a true and inspiring story of my own journey from being a serial entrepreneur to embracing the path of a solopreneur. It's a story of self-discovery, learning, and the transformative power of introspection. Join me as we dive into the challenges, triumphs, and invaluable lessons that shape my entrepreneurial evolution. The serial entrepreneur. In the beginning, I was driven by the thrill of starting new ventures. I launched multiple businesses, fueled by my passion for innovation and the desire to make a mark in various industries. I relished the excitement of building teams, chasing new opportunities, and experiencing the highs that came with each successful venture. Have you ever felt that? However, along the way, I started to feel a sense of fragmentation and a lack of personal fulfillment. Am I talking to somebody? And here's the tipping point. The tipping point and the turning point came when I paused to reflect on my journey. Now, you all know that I've been in construction for over 35, 40 years. But then I realized that while I had achieved success in my ventures, I had lost touch with my true passion and the essence of why I became an entrepreneur in the first place. Things started to just change. It was crazy. And I went back to remembering on why I stopped construction. And now I'm back in it and I'm in this space and it's not the place that I want to be. I craved a deeper connection to my work and yearned for more control over my destiny. And I realized at that point it was time for change. Embracing solopreneurship. With a renewed sense of purpose, I made the decision to go from the fast-paced world of serial entrepreneurship to embrace solopreneurship. I sought to align my business endeavors with my authentic self and to create a more sustainable and fulfilling path. It was a brave step, of course, into an unknown, but that's what entrepreneurs do, and that ain't my first time. What they say my first rodeo. But it's one that ultimately is leading me to rediscover my passion and regain control over my professional journey. The power of focus. As a solopreneur, I'm learning to focus my efforts and channel my energy into a single venture that truly resonates with my values and expertise. I prioritize quality over quantity, which in all of my businesses, I always had a quality product. I never looked at quantity over quality. It was always quality over quantity. And as a solopreneur, I am prioritizing this. And I'm pouring my heart and my soul into my chosen business. Not that I haven't before, but I am doing it more on a solopreneurship venture. This shift allows me to establish a more meaningful connection with my work, build stronger relationships with clients, and create a deeper impact within my niche. Now, one of the things that I am going to be doing, and I'll let you know about it, you have to go over to businessmindedllc.com if that's not where you picked up this recording at, and go to my creative makerspace, and you'll see that I'll start to share a lot of my ventures there with you. As a solopreneur, there is always lessons to be learned. Throughout this journey, I learned invaluable lessons about self-awareness, the importance of alignment, and the power of intentional decision-making. That's important. I discovered that true success is not solely measured by the number of ventures I pursued, but by the level of professional and personal, with more personal fulfillment. And that's what I experienced. As a solopreneur, it teaches me and is teaching me and is taught me and teaching me the art of balance, self-reliance, and the joy of pursuing my passion on my own terms. Now, let me tell you something about that. Keep your day job and pursue this entrepreneurship thing on your own time, but do it while you have a job, and do it part-time and spend a few hours, okay? Or 30 minutes a day, or whatever time you have to spend on your entrepreneurial, your solopreneurial journey. My transition from being a solo entrepreneur to embracing solopreneurship was a transformative experience that brought me closer to my true calling. It allows me to reconnect with my passion, reclaim control over my professional journey, and create a more meaningful and fulfilling business. The path of a solopreneur may not be without its challenges, because it hasn't, and I probably said that before, but the rewards are immeasurable. If you find yourself yearning for a more authentic and focused entrepreneurial journey, I encourage you to explore the path of solopreneurship. It's a powerful opportunity to align your work with your true purpose, regain control over your professional destiny, and find fulfillment on your own terms. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Business Minded with me, your host, Angie B. I hope my story inspires you to reflect on your own journey and consider the transformative possibility that lies ahead. Remember, success is not defined by the number of ventures, okay? It's not defined by that. Not the number of ventures you pursue, but by the depth of satisfaction you find in your chosen path. Until next time.